Ground Cover News is a nonprofit street paper that was founded in April 2010 as a means to empower low-income persons to make the transitions from homeless to housed and from jobless to employed. Vendors purchase each copy of the Ground Cover News regular edition at our office for 50 cents. This money goes towards production costs. Vendors work selling the paper on the street for $2, keeping all income and tips from each sale. This audio production was made possible by the Ann Arbor District Library, recorded at Fifth Avenue Studios. If you consistently enjoy Ground Cover Speaks, continuing to buy physical newspapers from Ground Cover vendors ensures that we can sustain production. The physical paper and in-person interaction is at the heart of our work. You can find the link to our next audio recording in the upcoming print issue of Ground Cover News. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to our print advertisers, the People's Food Co-op, St. Francis of Assisi Parish, First Baptist Church, Bethlehem United Church of Christ, the Office of Community and Economic Development, Cineholic, McKinley Tenants Association, Ann Arbor for Public Power, Four Directions, and Michigan Action for Cuba Committee. From the Director's Desk by Lindsay Kalka. Ground Cover News' third Community Arts Edition showcases work by Ground Cover artists and creatives in the greater Washtenaw community. Through the pieces we publish, we challenge the idea of what is art and what is not. We aim to uplift art practices of all kinds: poetry, sculpture, painting, activism, and more. This year, our Community Arts Edition unintentionally took up a theme: art spaces in Washtenaw County. On pages 10 and 11, we highlight Now Studios in Ann Arbor and The Deep End in Ypsilanti. Both art spaces are not only promoting marginalized artists, but also showing through practice what is possible in these environments. There are many homeless and low-income artists who do not have access to gallery spaces to sell their work, with exception to limited sites on the internet where customers cannot meet the artist and connect to them as people. At Ground Cover, we understand the importance of face-to-face interactions and the meaning that is born out of knowing the people behind the product. Behind every piece of art is an artist. That is why we are hosting a Ground Cover News Community Art Market on the evening of Friday, July 21st, 4 to 8 p.m. This is the weekend of the Ann Arbor Art Fair. If you're heading downtown for the festival already, consider stopping by Bethlehem United Church of Christ, meeting the artist vendors, and purchasing their products. If you avoid the Ann Arbor Art Fair at all costs, consider making an exception and come downtown to hang with the Ground Cover crew. Butterfly Art by Denise Shearer, Ground Cover vendor number 485. Art made of butterflies is very pleasant to see. Butterflies have beautiful, unique colors at times. There are all kinds of butterfly artwork. Sometimes it calms people to look at butterfly art, and it is very comforting for me to look at butterfly art. You can use butterfly art in all seasons of the year. I like to wear clothing that has butterfly art. And sometimes on Halloween, I like to use butterfly wings and be a fairy princess. Butterfly wings can be used for fairy princesses and even angels. There can also be such a thing as a Christmas butterfly. That's going to be an article for a different time from me. Butterflies can be brown, orange, blue, yellow, a lot of different beautiful colors. It's good to make butterfly pillows too. And you can make butterfly dolls or stuffed animals. I like to color and cut out butterflies and decorate my home with them. For Pride Month, there can also be rainbow butterflies of different colors. I'm going to buy some butterfly stickers and decorate my wheelchair and some of my personal belongings with them. You can also get butterfly dishes and maybe decorate your bathroom and bedroom with butterfly stickers and pictures too. I went to the Detroit Zoo and saw a butterfly exhibit full of real butterflies. You can make animations of butterfly people too. I like butterfly bed sheets and comforters, butterfly pajamas and purses with butterflies on them, and butterfly earrings. A song that I really enjoyed by Bob Carlyle is called Butterfly Kisses. And Denise Williams made a song called Black Butterfly. Butterflies are very beautiful beings that God made. We can enjoy them and imagine them in a lot of beautiful ways.
Joe T-shirts by Joe Woods, vendor number 103, which is me. Ground Cover News was first founded as a street paper to help homeless people provide basic necessities for themselves while going through their transition to housing. Over the years, Ground Cover has evolved in many different ways to address more than just basic necessities and a roof over your head. Ground Cover News actually gives people the opportunity, resources, and support to achieve dreams and goals on top of providing a decent legal income for themselves. And I say this because of vendors within the organization, myself included, who utilize Ground Cover to the fullest to start and or pursue different goals. I started a t-shirt company called Joe T-Shirts, Jesus Over Everything, LLC. I first started the concept because of my initials are the acronym for Jesus Over Everything. But the main concept is Jesus. And my goal is that my t-shirts plant positive seeds all over the world as people read my messages on my shirts. So come by our community art market at Bethlehem United Church of Christ on Friday, July 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. and grab a shirt or two. You'll be getting a great product and also helping out a great cause within Ground Cover News. It's people selling papers to provide the basics to thrive in becoming entrepreneurs and actually being able to make a decent, honest living to provide for themselves without any handouts or any assistance from the government for housing. I speak for myself on that part. I thank everybody that purchased the paper and who buys from me and other vendors. I thank everybody that deals with us on a daily basis because we are human just like you are human. I want to give all praise to Jesus Christ for opportunities, even when the situation may seem bad. In the long run, if you stick to your guns and stay persevering and do what you need to do, you can achieve goals that once looked impossible.
Dreamcatchers, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Dreamcatchers are more than just decorative and attractive accessories. They have roots in legend and folklore and are rich in revealing history, the legends and meetings associated with each dreamcatcher reveal how Native Americans relied on the earth for their home. Modern day interpretations have altered the intentional significance of a dreamcatcher. The concept of the first dreamcatchers were created by Native American culture that believed the air at night was filled with good and bad dreams. Each creation was intentionally designed as a protective charm that was placed hanging above cradles of young children and beds of adults. The belief being the dream catcher would protect them from bad dreams. Dream catchers in this and that believed that their bad dreams were trapped in the web and destroyed by the light of day. Dream catchers are more than just round hoops with feathers and beads. Dream catchers is unique with shapes and accessories having specific meanings to the Native American traditional authentic. Dream catchers are made using only organic natural materials, from the wooden hoop to the sinew, webbing, animal sinew, and handmade beads.
Art, It's So Much More by Muhammad al-Mustafa. Art. What is art? I had to think deeply about this question. I wanted the answer to be genuine, not some copy-pasted Google jargon. So after a cup of coffee and a few drags at a mango vape, here is what I came up with. Art, my dear reader, is the act of transmitting an idea or a thought from one mind to another, or to humanity in general. Humans are social beings whose complexity includes an appreciation for beauty, vibrancy, and color. As we go on living, we accumulate memories and experiences, both serene and chaotic, sweet and bitter. These experiences and memories become an inspiration for creativity. The beauty in art for me lies in the realization and understanding of the ideas or representations of the artist's thoughts by the consumer. Something magical happens when we read a poem, enjoy a nice portrait, or hear a song that resonates with us. It makes us feel happy or leads us to reminisce about past times. In a sense, art allows us to feel collectively cohesive and socially connected. It lets us feel human and say, hey, the artistic human who wrote the song or painted the portrait or the singer who sang it did with so much feeling, they must have experienced a similar situation or encounter to mine. And this in turn connects us together. How much effort goes into sculpting or composing a song, painting a picture, or cooking a meal? Art requires a great deal of energy, both mental and physical. The accuracy and focus of a painter's hands, the subtle flicks of a guitarist's fingers, the agony, pain, and heartbreak a poet feels when writing that love song. It is not easy for humans to bring beauty into the world, yet it is so easily enjoyed. We experience art every day, whether it's the songs we listen to, the logos on our t-shirts, or our favorite piece of art that resonates with us. Art is also an expression of the collective progression and sophistication of our species. Look how far we have come, from Neanderthals drawing on cave walls to Michelangelo, Picasso, and Tupac. Art is healing. There is a reason why music therapy, pottery, and drawing therapy work. The concentration and focus required in creating art can be calming, is relaxing, and makes one feel good, contributing to our overall well-being as well. A beautiful song can bring two souls together in love or create a cherished memory during a wedding dance. Meanwhile, another song can be chanted by thousands at a concert. Art is the creation and appreciation of beauty. Art is respect in the sense that we understand the hard work and effort artists put into bringing joy into the world. Art is love in its many forms, whether romantic, familial, or patriotic. Art is understanding. Art is compassion. Art is life. Art is color. Art is vibration. Art is the beautiful feeling you get when your favorite song comes on. Art is the smile that lights up your face when you see a pretty picture. Art is the intense happiness of the first bite of your favorite meal, because food is art too. Culinary art, in my eyes, is the most intense because it takes the chef's precise mixing of ingredients at the right timing to create a masterpiece that one enjoys not only with the palate, but also with the sense of smell and sight. We humans are the greatest work of art. I started to look at all my fellow humans as beautiful art pieces created by the greatest artist of all. Not speaking in terms of physical beauty, but in the sheer capacity to be generators of good, laughter, happiness, joy, and love. Our capacity to do things for each other, to be empathetic, and to think about how our actions will make others feel is amazing. The variations in our culture, traditions, thinking, phenotype, it makes us truly amazing. If we could all start to look at each other as pieces of art, here's what I think would happen. If we look at women as walking, living art, there would be no more domestic violence, no more sexual violence, no more sexual trafficking, and no more assaults. If we look at children as art, there would be no more child abuse and child kidnapping. If we view each other as works of art, we raise the collective appreciation of each other and can progress into a better future. All I'm saying is this. Take some time out, listen to a good song, go to a flower garden, attend a poetry slam or a museum. It will invigorate your state of mind. My favorite artwork is Napoleon Crossing the Alps by Jacques-Louis David. It shows Napoleon in his full military regalia crossing the Alps on his Arabian mare, Marengo. The portrait shows the determination of the short little Corsican to achieve his goal and objective. It motivates me every time I look at it. My favorite song is Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. It picks up my spirit every time. I'm still looking for a favorite poem.
Sleeping in the Rough by Noah Boddy. Nobody. Ground cover contributor. Days and nights of absolute despair and futility. Other people, those with a permanent and safe roof over their heads, can take that as well as much else, easily for granted. However, most of them will never know or understand what it is like for those who have to try sleeping in the rough, outdoors, underneath the stars, in the rain, or during other severe inclement conditions. Even if and when they are fortunate enough to have a tent or some other type of temporary structure, until it is vandalized or removed, sometimes by municipal authorities and anyone else who simply wants to kick them down the road, as if the person were some useless empty can. Just as anyone who has experienced such treatment for themselves, it is really agonizingly tough, which is an understatement to be certain. Truly, it's downright dehumanizing, immoral, and should be against the law. Yet ironically, under the law, those living unhoused, aka homeless, have little, if any, actual protection, as well as little, if any, justice. Yeah, justice is definitely blind, for sure. Who gave society the right to deprive an unhoused person of their civil and human rights merely due to the fact that they do not have permanent abode of their own to call home and sanctuary? Explain that one, if at all possible. Though, on second thought, don't bother, because no one is probably even listening, nor obviously caring, not to mention about how, truth be told, neither am I. Not unless until each of us open both our hearts as well as our minds to what else might be possible and have a meaningful dialogue, and together, somewhere down the road, build a better as well a different future where everyone can attempt to live in mutual peace and harmony. Imagine that, if you can. Cemetery Morning, a poem by Ron Pajerski, ground cover contributor. Mourners gather to pay respects, handful of dirt each collects, to toss upon the box they brought, his death an end he had not sought, but came for him by and by, comes for all, time we cannot buy. Survivors sad and so depressed, focusing on the soul dispossessed. Wealthy dead, no longer proud, coffin draped in satin shroud, a soft, silent tear mingling with the morning mist.
Hi, my name is Kara Manor. And today I'm reading submissions from the art show entitled Bask in the Light. This art show was hosted by a group at the University of Michigan called Black and Pink at the School of Public Health. Bask in the Light is an art project that centers the work of people incarcerated in the state of Michigan who identify across the LGBTQ+ spectrum and or are living with HIV/AIDS. The show opening was held on April 13th, 2023 at the Michigan League. on the University of Michigan Ann Arbor campus. This event represents the culmination of a year of work by Black and Pink volunteers at the School of Public Health and Michigan Medicine, and many, many letters sent back and forth through prison walls. Through their work, 10 participating artists expressed longing for community and connection, desire for healing and repair, and resistance to incarceration and heteronormativity. The title of the show, Bask in the Light, comes from the work of the artist Lady Da, reflecting the strength and beauty of transgender, gender nonconforming, and intersex individuals trapped in the prison industrial complex. This project was funded by a DEI innovation grant at the University of Michigan School of Public Health and the Carceral State Project at the University of Michigan. This first set of visual art pieces is by the artist Lady Da, and I'm going to read their artist statement. I am Lady Da. My survival depends solely upon my activism. My art is inspired by the daily experiences of transgender, gender nonconforming, and intersex individuals trapped in the prison industrial complex. It is meant to keep us inspired and remind us what everyone knows. We are the strongest individuals in the world. Take it from someone who spent over 2 decades incarcerated for a crime they did not commit. This piece was drawn on an MDOC grievance form with a segregation pen while housed in solitary confinement where I reside. Love you, Lady Da. Lady Da is referring to their visual art piece called Won't Explain, and they write about this piece. I will not waste my time attempting to explain myself to those already committed to misunderstanding me. Lady Da also has 2 painted coasters that they submitted to the show. Next are 2 poems by Aaron. The first poem is entitled Transcend. Transcending the lines of a bar that was never set. How fundamental and emotional can one person get? Subliminal test, broken cabinet in my chest. I ache and I crave to be unlonely. If only. If only. This next poem by Aaron is called Whispers. Tears whisper unanswered questions, silently shed from my eyes to the only things that seem to catch them, my shirt or the floor. Why can't the whispers leave me be? They're self-reflecting, and I hate that what I see is self-loathing, and every sin set on a reel, so I may see that all the pain that I have caused is real. And Aaron writes this artist statement about his work. I write from my heart, and only about the things as I understand them. I love myself, but I do feel a lot of angst. I'm working on compiling a book of my poems entitled, Who Can Understand This Pain I Can't Seem to Convey? Thank you for reading my work. Love to you all. This next poem is by Dwight. It's called Men Behind the Wall. Some men live for others and make their every act known. Some live in seclusion, choosing to live life alone. But of these men, the group I'm in are men behind the wall. They forfeited their freedom, tossed away their rights. By day they walk in darkness, and sorrow fills their nights. They've learned to hide their teardrops, but still they fall. At wee hours they cry, and home seems gone for men behind the wall. Some have lost their family. Most have lost their friend. For them, today brings heartache that tomorrow cannot mend. Where letters are not answered, when no one takes their call, they cannot take the lost and what a cost it is for men behind the wall. Their past is forever in their future, however far away. Their story has been written with little left to say. No one to stand beside them and catch them when they fall. The debts they've made are never paid for men behind the wall. And if there's one who's righteous, then let them cast that stone. And to be that has lived perfection, then let him die alone. The one who was perfect was judged in Pilate's mall. He knows their debts and loves them, despite them being men behind the wall. This final piece is by Michael McLeod. It's entitled Kill COVID. It's a visual art piece. It features a skeleton holding a syringe in front of an American flag. The skeleton has a backwards yellow cap on, featuring the words Kill COVID. And the skeleton is also holding a globe that's encircled by viral particles. Another piece that's featured from Michael is the envelope that he created to send his piece in. The envelope is fashioned from Michigan Department of Corrections catalog forms that he pasted together. And I'll read Michael's artist statement. Dear art viewers, hello, my name's Michael McLeod. I'm 33 years old. I'm from Jackson, Michigan. I have turned to making, doing, and creating art because it's peaceful to me and time distracting. Most of all, I love my color schemes and how I make my colors pop off the paper like they're just coming right at you. This piece you're looking at is called Kill COVID. I created this piece because, as the USA, we have faced a tragic time as far as COVID. There are many messages in Kill COVID. It's just up to you, the art viewers, on how you look and judge my piece. I hope you enjoyed my piece and look forward to seeing more from me. Thank you.
Ann Arbor is Burning, Arts and Culture for Whom? By Alexandra Granberg, Ground Cover contributor. I met Petal Sandcastle, they them, on the grass in the Diag State Hill Triangle. It's familiar grounds for Petals, who studied at the University of Michigan. A stone's throw away is Now Studios, run by and home base for Express Your Yes Foundation. Petals is the founder and guiding light. It's a 501c3 creative nonprofit fusing activism with art. It's an underground art and performance venue, political playhouse, and more, full of creative disruptors and thought leaders. It's also a safe space for people to be themselves, away from the heat of the neutral grays, one that is passively active and different. Last year, the studio arranged over 100 free events in the city. Most recent is an event series under the project Ann Arbor is Burning, a celebration of radical queer imagination, part of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Now Studios advocates for the city's abundant resources to go to the homeless, queer, Black, immigrant, disabled, and other marginalized communities. I keep coming back to this place thinking, certainly it doesn't want to be a soulless playground, but very few want to give their money or leverage an inch of their privilege. It's a hard pill, Sandcastle says. This place does not want us. Beyond art. This year, Ann Arbor was named the number one best place to live in the United States based on a 10-expert list searched by studyfinds.org. Best for whom? Asked Petals, invoking, at least for this writer, Lennon's question of, liberty for whom? Washtenaw is the worst county for upward mobility. The city thinks it's liberal. It's a place for students and property owners, Sandcastle says. Others are just here to be paraded, tokenized, and to tick boxes, they continued. The cognitive dissonance of this place is crippling. There's a serious disconnect between the brochures and what plays out on the pavement. During the Ann Arbor Art Fair, Now Studios activates an entire militia of activists. It's an attempt to un-Karen, hereto ignorant people, and put queerness at the front of the masses. It's powerful, but also a tough process for those putting their bodies on the line, Petal says. Now Studios, in addition to hosting community arts events, creates space for civic engagement with city council meeting watch parties, protests, political performance art, clubhouse mindshare, and issue-based community organizing. We don't fit into the cookie-cutter box. We're human, with rotting teeth and rent in dreams, not just the town jester. Put your hand on my heart. It beats. Beating heart. Of course, there should be anger and rage, says Petals. Without it, there's no pushback to the status quo. But love really is at the center of this, they say, referring to the multiple free events the studio puts on to build community and understanding. In May, Now Studios converted Main Street into one big art and community space during the weekend's closed streets. Crayons and big canvases, hula hoop rings, and a silent disco drew family and friend groups alike. The street was packed with happy people enjoying themselves and each other. It was joyous and fun, easy and free of charge. The asphalt was covered in crayon messages of love. This writer, who was there, wonders if anyone ever stopped to ask, who made this possible for me and why?
Ann Arbor Artisan Market should be your Sunday destination by Mike Jones. Ann Arbor's best kept secret is the Sunday Artisan Market. It is located in the Farmers Market Pavilion from April until Christmas, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday. For those who don't know, parking is free every Sunday in Ann Arbor, so you don't have to worry about finding parking, and admission is free as well. In 1991, artists and craftsmen from the Farmers Market felt they needed another day when they could highlight their art because of the lack of good space at the Wednesday and Saturday Farmers Market. Thus began the Artisan Market. This Sunday destination in the Carytown District is a wonderful place to bring family to soak in the sunshine and enjoy the many restaurants and places to shop. My friend TJ, who is a vendor at the Artisan Market, Kinetic Redesigns, has a booth that sells tie-dye shirts and fabrics. I purchased a shirt from my friend TJ and I love it. One can also find vendors that sell jewelry, woodcrafts, photography, and more.
New Ipsy Cafe focuses on community, promotes local art, and provides healthy meals. By me, Layla McMurtry. The Deep End Cafe and Gallery opened in Ypsilanti just 3 months ago, and owner Candace Cavazos hopes to use the space to benefit the community in multiple ways. To promote local artists, make healthy eating affordable, and provide free meals to people in need in Washtenaw County. Being from Detroit, Cavazos never planned to open a store in Ypsilanti, but she found out about the space and thought it was a good fit for her vision. Cavazos was aided and inspired by the mission of the Squeeze Station in Detroit, making healthy eating affordable. Their mission is to basically bring healthy eating to the community, especially in Detroit where there's a food desert, Cavazos said. We learned about this area in Ipsy has similar issues when it comes to getting access to affordable healthy foods. So, the Squeeze Station helped Cavazos put together a food menu that includes a variety of breakfast items, wraps, salads, quesadillas, tacos, and more. The cafe also offers coffee drinks, tea, smoothies, and fresh pressed juice. Most recently, the Deep End has begun a program called Each One Feed One to help provide free meals to people in the community. Customers can purchase any beverage, meal, or treat for someone in need and get 10% off their order. The cafe will have a sign outside that states how many free meals are currently available. Cavazos wants to do more than just provide meals and beverages, though. As a poet herself, she hopes to promote other local artists. My personal mission is to just make a space for underrepresented artists, make space for people that come from low-income backgrounds, Cavazos said. My goal is to just provide a high-quality experience to people that come and engage with the underrepresented artists that come through here. Cavazos features a new local artist each month and allows local creatives and organizations to host events in the space and sell locally created art prints, books, and products inside the cafe. The name The Deep End comes from the feeling throughout her own life of being in the deep end and being successful in her creative pursuits anyway. She hopes to show other people with hardships that they can do so too. I come from a very low-income background. My parents both struggled with addiction, and it was hard for me to achieve college and achieve all these things that statistics said I was not going to achieve. So I feel like I was born under pressure, Cavazos said. If you feel like you have to break cycles in your family, then I think that the pressure of that can sometimes be crippling. But if you are encouraged and you're in a community where people can inspire you and encourage you and validate you, then you can become a diamond, and that's kind of what the brand is for The Deep End. Be where the pressure is and become a diamond under pressure, and let's celebrate all the people that decide to keep fighting and keep swimming and not let the pressure fold them so that they can also become diamonds. To learn more about the Deep End Cafe and Gallery and stay up to date on specials and events, follow their Instagram at TDE Cafe, visit their website www.tdecafe.com, or go to their brick and mortar at 310 Perrin Street in Ypsilanti.
Homemade Granola by me, Luisa Duarte Caetano, ground cover contributor. Ingredients: 2 cups of oats, 1 cup of nuts and or seeds, 1/2 cup of fat such as melted butter or vegetable oil, 1/4 cup of sweetener such as maple syrup, honey or sugar, 1 tablespoon of spices such as cinnamon, cloves, allspice, etc., 1 pinch of salt, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, that's optional, 1/2 cup of extra toppings such as dried fruit or chocolate chips. Directions: preheat the oven to 350 Fahrenheit. Line a baking pan with parchment paper. In a large bowl, mix together the oats with the nuts and seeds, salt and spices. Add the vanilla if using, melted fat and sweetener, and mix thoroughly. Spread over the baking sheet and bake for 30 minutes or until golden brown. Take out, rearrange granola on the baking pan with a flipping motion. Bake another 25 minutes. Once the granola cools, add the extra toppings if using and store in an airtight container for up to 4 weeks.